Are you ready to discover and let go of everything that's been holding you back in life? Are you prepared to push beyond your self-imposed limiting beliefs and achieve greatness? If yes, then the Mindset Coach Podcast is for you. Get ready to exceed your goals, reach the level of success and significance you've always known you were destined for. Here's your host, Mike Sprouse.
Hello and welcome to the Mindset Coach Podcast. I'm Mike Sprouse, the Mindset Coach, and I'm excited to be spending time with you once again today. Thanks so much for being here. This is our 9th episode, and today we're going to build on our last episode, which was about positivity and confidence, and today talk about what confidence so often produces, which is competence. So confidence begets competence, and competence usually begets more confidence. I will try to say those words slowly and purposefully since they sound so much alike. But if you're new here and want a general framework for what this podcast is all about, I invite you to listen to the very first episode of the Mindset Coach Podcast, and you'll get an idea for what we're talking about and what we're doing here. So I'd like to start off today with a question for you. How much of a commitment do you think 17 minutes per day is? So I like to do Peloton quite a bit when I'm not able to get outside or play tennis. And most of the time I try to squeeze a 20-minute bike ride in. So just a little bit more than that 17 minutes I'm asking you about. That 20 minutes, it gives me the exercise I need in the context of 24 hours in a day. 20 minutes is like nothing. It's like 1% of the day. So I'm not going to ask you to go buy a new Peloton or anything like that. But what's the significance of 17 minutes a day? It ties into the rule of 100. And the rule of 100 states that if you spend 100 hours a year practicing any discipline, you'll become a near expert at it, even if you're starting from scratch. So if you still need to take sort of an ego-based version of that statement by comparing what that means maybe to anyone else, it actually means you'll have greater competence than 95% of the world in that discipline. It could be a sport, an instrument, a field of study, a hobby, and it doesn't matter what level you're starting at. So after 1 year, you'll achieve competence in any given discipline by spending 100 hours a year spread out over that year, which is 17 minutes a day. So it's not reasonable or suggested, please don't, to cram your 100 hours into 4+ days, in case you're wondering. So you can't just say, I'm not going to sleep for 4 days, and I'm just going to dedicate myself to shooting free throws for 100 straight hours, and then I'll be competent at it, right? You might be better at it, but you won't be competent necessarily. And it's because the process by which you become competent in something is about training your brain and your neural pathways and creating muscle memory to achieve consistency and success that's deeply ingrained and more long-lasting. And consistency and repetition you put into whatever discipline it is a process of building confidence over time. So let's pick a discipline or a subject area. So for purposes of our conversation here, let's pick guitar. Let's say you want to take up guitar. Take lessons, practice, get to be really good at it. Let's assume you're starting from scratch, so you don't even know how to read music. What do you do? Does this rule of 100 work? So I think a reasonable game plan might be to spend some time finding a local teacher or somebody online. Take some lessons, perhaps once or twice a week. Set aside some time each day to look up, you know, any number of videos where you can learn to read music and learn some of the basics about what the strings do or sound like. And after you get some of the basics, you'll probably learn to tackle some basic melodies, maybe a really simple tune, like a nursery rhyme or another familiar pattern. So probably after like 5 hours, you'll be able to say to yourself, well, I'm still a beginner, but I know more than I did before. So it's a little bit of progress. So let's string that out over the course of a month or about 9 hours if you spend 17 minutes a day on it. Then you're starting maybe to get the basics of a song you've actually heard before. So maybe a song with like a repetitive melody. And the one that comes to mind for me is that song A Horse With No Name by the band America. So, hey, you're playing something, you're playing a tune, you know, you're following a melody. So I know it's hard to envision playing this out then over the course of 12 months or a year, but here's what I know. After 1 year, you'll not only have learned to be a very good guitar player, but you will also be ingrained in some type of music scene, maybe even part of a band. Not a band with a record label, but certainly good enough to be in like a local cover band. Okay, whatever. How am I able to make these claims? How am I so certain of this? Because a gentleman I know and worked really closely with for a few years did literally this exact thing. I'll call him Bob, here to protect his identity and in case he becomes a big star. Instead of doing 17 minutes a day, Bob averaged 15 minutes a day. So even less than that 100 hours a year. In a year, he was able to play guitar at family get-togethers, and he was playing in a local cover band. Pretty cool, right? And for him, guess what? It was significant because no one in his family had any musical inclinations ever. And now he was known as the cool dad and the cool uncle and the cool son who showed up with his guitar and would get people singing and tapping their feet with familiar songs around a bonfire. It changed the entire family dynamic. He brought something entirely new to the table for his life and for those close to him. And that, to a lot of people, is very significant. In our conversations throughout this and after that particular year, a few things stand out that were needed to make him competent. The first was that he was consistent. He didn't take a week or two away from the guitar. It would have set him back because part of the process is continual learning and doing something with repetition over a period of time. The second one comes back to mindset, which is why we're here, obviously. The process of continual learning was an exercise in confidence building. As his competence in playing the guitar grew, his confidence grew. Think about it for a minute. When he was starting out brand new at something, he had no confidence at all. He didn't know what he was doing. So he was uncertain and timid. He was probably even timid in knowing how to hold the guitar. He knew the guitar maybe from like listening to his favorite music, but he didn't know anything about playing it. In other words, he had no competence either. So as he worked and studied and practiced, he started to not only train his body and arms and hands on how to play chords, he trained his mind on becoming used to putting chords together into harmony. And with every, you know, little bit of success, he was getting more and more confidence. It was as if he was saying along the way, like, wait, that's exactly what it should sound like, and I'm doing it. And then he'd attempt to play another song that was a little tougher, and he would fail immediately. So he practiced playing the tougher song, and he got better at it. And his confidence grew, and he felt pretty good about himself. And then he tried to play some guitar to a Pink Floyd song, I remember, and he failed miserably. Like his confidence dipped a little bit until he kept practicing, and then eventually he got it, and his confidence grew again. And that's a really small example of creating success from nothing. Competence grows, confidence grows. Both kind of ebb and flow. They go up and down. But if the general path for competence and confidence is going up, it means you're going in a positive direction in whatever you're doing or trying to do. It's recognizing that general direction that's hard for people. Let's go back to the example. So 6 months in, Bob was trying to play a tough song. He got so frustrated because it was tough and it wasn't coming easy to him. And he could have given up. In fact, I can tell you the voices in his head were telling him, this is getting tough. I don't think I'm cut out for this. So if he had stopped right there, which a lot of people would, he would have been totally discounting the steps he had taken so far in his journey to become a significant guitar player. Because he came up on a tough song to play, his confidence took a hit. So he started to question his competence as a result. So in this real life example, he kept going because we were able to talk about how much more competent he was compared to 6 months prior. And because he actually did have much more confidence in his abilities than when he started. So his confidence was shaken because he realized he wasn't an expert guitar player, or he wasn't like the next coming of John Mayer or some other really awesome guitar player. But I had to remind him that that was never the goal for him. His goal was to become a successful guitar player and have some type of significance with his new talent. So 6 months in, he was still on that path. But his lack of confidence when he was met with a challenge was having him question the competence he'd already built. So I point this out because, like I've said, confidence and competence go hand in hand as they rise together. But when your confidence takes a hit or is met with a challenge, your competence doesn't go away. It doesn't vanish. It remains. And that's where the two separate from each other. So it's about having the mindfulness and the perspective to realize that and to understand that the only way to restore confidence is to keep going. And yes, it comes back to a previous topic and it gets into a state of positivity and positive mindset to use in order to keep going. Because when you meet whatever challenge it is, like Bob did at around the 6 month mark in his guitar playing journey, you question yourself, but find a way to keep going. And then what happens? You then become even more competent and can play the tough songs eventually. Then it's off to the moon with your confidence level. It skyrockets along with your competence. In a nutshell, this is, you know, one formula for success. And this example happens to be with something that was brand new, like a new skill. But try to find the comparison to whatever it is personally or professionally in your life and where you want to go. A lot of people face that really hard challenge in their life. And they say to themselves, I really don't have what it takes. I better stop. Because the thinking is that, well, my confidence is already shaken. Why make it worse by making a fool out of myself by continuing? When the opposite is true. You can use a positive mindset to convince yourself to keep going, envisioning the joy and fulfillment after you get through the challenge, because you will if you have the right mindset. So I often talked with Bob about what he thought if he had been right on the cusp of learning some of the more difficult songs and stopped. One of the things I said to him was that if he had stopped after 6 months, it would have been a good effort for that time. But like, wouldn't his confidence have been almost forever shattered? It may have been, you know, a metaphor for his life in terms of not understanding how to meet really hard challenges and where you're questioning your confidence and your competence. And he agreed. But to his credit, he took it a step further. He said he would never have known the joy or the fulfillment of what he's experienced after a full year of dedication if he had stopped. So it wasn't just that he learned something about a positive mindset and confidence and competence. It's actually that he would have missed out on what he later learned was something really significant to him. And that's pretty damn cool, if you ask me. And it leads us into the next episode of the podcast. So I hope you'll join me next time on the Mindset Coach podcast, because I think you're starting to see the momentum building here. We'll talk about the difference between ordinary and extraordinary. And I'll give you a hint. There's nothing wrong with ordinary at all. In our example today, if Bob had quit after 6 months, that would have been ordinary. But since he kept going, he turned it into extraordinary. We'll dig deeper into that. So if you haven't already, please subscribe to the show and let's keep walking together in this podcast. Until next time, Mindset Masters, make it a great day.
So that's it for today's episode of The Mindset Coach. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you listen and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week who posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $15,000 private VIP day with Mike Sprouse himself. Be sure to head on over to MindsetCoachPodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Mike's gift and join us on the next episode.